$5 sundress. Hate that loaded down car you got your keys in, girl, but I hate even more that you're leaving. Cause I love you more than a feeling when the bass hits the hook, when the guy gets a girl at the end of the book. But that ain't you and me, so I guess I'll see you around. Cause I can't love you more than my hometown. Love you more than my hometown. Love you more than my hometown. Love you more, baby, love you more.
The best country music ever made from the 70s to today for all of Northwest Wisconsin. WSCM, Baldwin, 95.7 FM.
WSCM, 95.7 FM, St. Croix Country.
Hildreth, join me and Drew Morgan Saturdays at 1 p.m. to hear your favorite forgotten country songs from Johnny Cash to Casey Musgraves right here on WSCM 97.5 St. Croix Country. Welcome back. I'm Matt Hildreth. You're listening to the Forgotten Country Radio Show. I'm here with Drew Morgan, and we are talking all about mountain songs and country music. Well, the mountain theme continues. Next up, we have High on the Mountain by Ola Bell Reed. Kind of another traditional tune that we're playing today. Another one that came from you, Drew. Tell us about it.
It's an old school song, sang by an old school lady with an old school voice, High on the Mountain. It's not a Willie Nelson joint. That's not what it's about. This song was covered by Marty Stewart. I think Doc Watson did a version of it. I chose to go with the original. Ola wrote it because it's a mountain song, and her voice, to me, is the quintessential mountain woman voice. It is so rich, and it has that high lonesome sound that Hank Williams made famous, but was created in the foothills of the Appalachians. When people can perfect the high lonesome sound, you can almost tell that they felt the sadness. It's almost like, and this probably isn't true, but you feel like there's no way they could sound like that if they hadn't been heartbroken about 19 times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think this is a good example of mountain music that is often, I think, more country than bluegrass. In the sense that it's more of the country, more authentic to the country than what bluegrass became. Like bluegrass was almost like the Nashvilleification of what singer-songwriters like Ola Bell Reed were doing up in the mountains.
I think also that bluegrass was a musical tradition. We had standards, and we're going to play them, and then this old boy here that we ain't never met is real good at the banjo. He's going to go off for about 3 minutes, and we'll see if we can follow him. Whereas mountain music, yeah, it had a more country tradition because of the stories. The lyrics were a lot more important. I mean, even you pulled up her Wikipedia page, her story sounds like something out of a book. She's from Grassy Creek. She was the fourth of 13 children. She learned the clawhammer style banjo and sang old time songs with her whole family, only exclusively in the mountain region where they lived until she got older and traveled around. This is one of those stories of like you come up in the holler and at first they don't trust you, but if you can get in good with them, you'll find out later that they all sing like angels. Mm-hmm. And daddy makes the best moonshine this side of the Mississippi. Mm-hmm. That's country music where I'm from. That's mountain music.
All right. Up next, we have High on the Mountain by Ola Bell Reed. The next song, I think, is a great example of new songs, new artists singing very traditional or in a very traditional way, either covering old traditional songs or doing new songs in old ways. The band is called Hooray for the Riff Raff, and the song is Blue Ridge Mountain. Do you want to talk a little bit about this one?
Yeah, the front woman for Hooray for the Riff Raff is a New Orleans musician, and I love New Orleans, love that musical history there. And like many New Orleans musicians, she's worldly. She plays all different styles. If you go listen to her albums, it's not all traditional or country. But this song, I mean, it sounds like Blue Rock Candy Mountain from the top of the hour, but with a very modern twist, as you said. And I think that's a lot of what this show is trying to be about. And I'm from the Blue Ridge Mountains, so also I'm just a homer, you know. And she says, my heart is a Blue Ridge Mountain. Woo, buddy.
Yeah, I think it's one of those that if you were to see it live or to listen to it, you might not know where to place it.
You wouldn't, because her voice and her style is so different. Like, if you're a musicologist or just a big music fan, you might immediately recognize that tune as being from the sort of American traditional music landscape. When she starts singing, you're like, well, that's not really where we are anymore, or we're in a different part of it anyway. But that's kind of what it's all about, right? That's why we share music, so people can do new stuff with it.
Yeah, and it's definitely a throwback and, you know, honoring, I guess, in a way, the traditions while adding a little bit of newness to it. So we'll play it now. The band is Hooray for the Riff Raff, and the song is Blue Ridge Mountain.
Up this morning
I love this next song because it pulls together so many great traditions in country music. You got religious imagery, you have the mountain as heaven, and it's from an artist, Vince Gill, that I think if you were listening to country music in the 80s and 90s, you were definitely listening to some Vince Gill.
Yeah, I don't know if he got extra money for every time this was played at a funeral, but if he did, he made a killing in the 90s because every great aunt and uncle of mine who died, somebody played or sung this at a funeral. Vince Gill is a country music artist who not just dabbled, had so much crossover in the gospel world because he grew up singing in church, and that voice is angelic. I mean, that is probably the most angelic male voice in country music, and this is such an emotional song, and it's powerful. It really is. Even if you're not particularly religious or those kinds of things make you uncomfortable, you can't really deny the power of Vince Gill singing to this loved one, hey, your time here is done. You've earned your rest. Go get it.
And I don't know that I've ever heard this song in church. You know, I grew up going to church. We didn't have probably as good as music as you did in East Tennessee. Is this a song you heard in church?
Other Vince Gill songs I heard in church is what I was getting at. He had gospel records. I don't think I ever heard this in church other than at a...
That's what I think is so interesting, though, is that it played on secular stations.
Right.
Oftentimes, if it's too gospel for country, it will get on the gospel channel. But this was a kind of a gospel song that you heard on the country stations. And I think Vince Gill, Alan Jackson also, there's a bunch of them.
Alison Krauss.
Yeah, that really were able to pull in that gospel successfully in a way that I think still allowed them to be country but gospel.
Yeah, I mean, country music radio's never shied away from Christianity. But the style of music, which is more what you're referencing, you got to be top of the top to cross over with the gospel style.
Right. And that's something I think we take for granted. I mean, everybody sort of says, I grew up playing in church. But it is really fascinating how many artists, especially country artists, grew up playing in church. I mean, I grew up playing drums, and I wasn't very good, but I played in church.
Yeah, country artists, R&B artists, pop singers. I mean, I think that's a big part of the American tradition, not just country music. I think it's because music is such an integral part of worshiping and community.
All right, here is Go Rest High on That Mountain by Vince Gill.
You work on earth. love for the Father and the Son.
All right. Well, next up, we're going to hear from Vince Gill, Colter Wall, and Flatland Cavalry, and also some songs about the Smoky Mountains. So you'll definitely want to stick around for that.
Country favorites play here. 95.7 St. Croix Country.
So I guess it's over, baby, and deja vu again. Who'd have thought that time don't stop, and somehow, girl, the world keeps spinning, and guess I'll turn myself into a solitary.
Thank you. Another shot of whiskey can't stop looking at the door. Wishing you come sweeping in the way you did before.
And I wonder if I ever crossed your mind.
Northwest Wisconsin's country legends, St. Croix Country, 95.7 FM.
Cowboy, take me away. Love this girl as high as you can.
St. Croix Country.
You're listening to the Forgotten Country Radio Show. I'm here with Drew Morgan, and we are talking about mountain songs in country music. All right, Drew, do you want to do Rocky Top next? I know you've been waiting for Rocky Top.
You know, I feel like I've been waiting on Rocky Top my whole life because we play it when we score touchdowns at the University of Tennessee. So I'm constantly wanting it to be played for that reason in celebration. I would say, and obviously I'm biased, but I think that this is objectively true. This is the best and most famous fight song in college football. Every single college and university in America that I know of has a fight song that is their own. I went to a D3 football school, and we had a fight song. Everybody's got a fight song.
I went to Bible college. We had a fight song.
I don't know any other school's fight songs. I didn't even go to the University of Tennessee, and I know there's fight song. Well, okay, well, you grew up, you're a fan. Did you know it was the University of Tennessee's fight song? Rocky Top?
No, absolutely not.
You did not know that? Well, no, you're lying. You're lying
through
your teeth.
I know it because the people from Tennessee told me it was, but like...
But who else is doing that?
Yeah.
You know the song.
I, of course, know
You've
the song.
You've seen Peyton Manning leading the band on ESPN. Every time they show Peyton Manning, they call back to that.
Yeah. Growing up, I didn't know it was the fight song. But as soon as I knew that Rocky Top was a song, I knew that it was the fight song.
Right, you're saying that didn't happen when you were like 10, it happened when you were, what, 20?
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's funny, it's a fight song and it's about to make me fight you, so maybe we should just play it.
Yeah, and I had to look up who actually made Rocky Top famous. So many different artists have covered Rocky Top. So which one sticks out to you the most?
Well, the Lynn Anderson version is the one that got made popular where I grew up and was the one I would hear, you know, on the radio before the game. I don't know if she was the first lady to record it, but I know the Osborne Brothers wrote it, but Lynn Anderson is the famous one.
All right, so we will play Rocky Top as performed by Lynn Anderson.
Half bear, the other half cat. Greatest lyric in the history of fight songs.
Wish that I was on a rocky top down in the Tennessee hills. Ain't no smoggy smoke on rocky top, ain't no telephone bills. Once I had a man on a rocky top, half bear, the other half cat. Wild as a mink, but sweet as soda pop, but I still dream about that. Rocky top, you'd always be home sweet. Shine still. Strangers ain't come down from Rocky Top, I reckon they never will. Corn won't grow at all on Rocky Top, the dirt's too rocky by far. That's why all the folks on Rocky Top get their corn from a jar. Rocky Top, you'd always be home sweet home.
All right. Well, we have been covering a lot of traditional songs on this show, or traditional artists, I should say. The next one is a song that I really love, Coulter Wall. I'm a huge fan of Coulter Wall. Part of the reason why I love Coulter Wall so much is because he's from Canada. And, you know, shout out to Canadian country, because frankly, there's a ton of really great Canadian country artists that are out right now with a real throwback sound, Coulter Wall being one of them. But he's from Saskatchewan, which I found out how to pronounce Saskatchewan driving through the middle of Canada for 100 hours in a row and listening to the radio. And I grew up in the Northern Plains in South Dakota. And so I always felt, you know, Texas has a strong repping in country music, but not a lot of Northern Plains songs in country. And I've always felt like that was missing. Coulter Wall's from Canada, but where he's from and where I'm from look very similar. And I think that a lot of his songs, they're a little bit of the more old cowboy song, but it's a little bit more ranching cowboy, Montana, Great Plains. I know he's done some collaboration with Tyler Childers on Appalachian songs, but I just love his music. Is Coulter Wall somebody that you listen to?
Yeah, the first album I think that he put out, the first one I heard of was Imaginary Appalachia. Honestly, that's my favorite song of his. Probably not a coincidence with what he was going for there in terms of style, singing songs in the style of where I'm from. That voice is undeniable. Canada, Saskatchewan, Namibia, it don't matter. If you've got that deep of a voice, but that smooth, you can sing country music.
Yeah. Absolutely agree. All right, the next song we're going to play is Rocky Mountain Rangers by Coulter Wall.
Outfit was I for the Scarlet Mounties, Stanley to townies, drunkard down and loudies. I know some boys that I once called family, mounted high in the year of 85. Major Stewart went down and he left his couch back in Fort McLeod when the news circled round that the Métis had enough and there's rustlers on the prowl and it's in a boy and needs his boys to straighten her out. Rocky Mountain Rangers riding o'er the plains, serve all the Western cavalry, there's none any stranger. Rocky Mountain Rangers well equipped for danger, mounted high in the year 85. Cypress Hills, we drank up our fill and the hour was still when a Winchester shot like the ringing of a bell. Some boys at Gable Dumont's are shooting us to hell, so let's raise up your six gun lest we be undone. Make some fur, slack them reins, let your ponies run, run. How I survived I may never understand, son. Woolly times in the year of 85. Rocky Mountain Rangers riding o'er the plains, serve all the Western cavalry, there's none any stranger. Rocky Mountain Rangers well equipped for danger, mounted high in the year of 85, disbanded in the year of 85.
All right, we got another song here now. When I was thinking about mountain songs or country songs about mountains, one of the first ones that came to me was a song called Mountain Song by Flatland Cavalry. The lead singer is Clito Cordero. That's a band I'm sure you're familiar with, Drew.
Vaguely. They're on the perimeters of my listenership. I need to dive more into them. I enjoy the song when you sent it. I have to ask, and I don't know if this is offensive or not, but Clito Cordero, is that a Hispanic name?
Yeah.
Is Clito Hispanic for Cletus? Because that's amazing. That is so awesome.
It. Hey, man, country's universal.
Exactly.
I'm not sure. I do know that Clito's from Texas, and I do know that his sound, I think, is a very authentic sound. And Flatland Cavalry has a cover that you can find online pretty easily of Whiskey Lullaby, where he's singing with his partner, Caitlin Butts. And I think it's one of the best covers of Whiskey Lullaby that I've ever heard. But I personally love the name Flatland Cavalry because, you know, I grew up on the plains and the best representation we get is from Texas, which is, I think, no coincidence that they're from Texas. But it's funny to me that the band is called Flatland Cavalry and the song is Mountain Song. So maybe there's a connection there that, like, if he was growing up or living in the mountains, you know, it'd be like fish in the water. But like me coming from the flatlands, it really was kind of amazing to see the mountains for the first time.
Yeah, I mean, even coming from the mountains, and, you know, I loathe to admit this, but the first time I saw the Rockies, like, I think I stopped breathing for a few seconds. You know, and I say I'm loathe to admit it because we have some weird, like, regional rivalry, as if it's a rivalry.
It's not a rivalry.
Yeah, that's like a Division II basketball team being like, man, I got to admit, the Lakers are pretty good.
Yeah. And, you know, this song's a little bit more folky, a little bit more Americana. But I do feel like, to me, it's legitimate country in the sense that it's coming from a clear connection to, you know, what's been done in the past. But there's, you know, some new takes on it.
Well, it's kind of like Sturgill Simpson's great quote. If you're from Texas, it's probably true for you, too. It's probably true for Clito. Sturgill somewhat infamously said, every time I open my mouth to sing, it's country music. I can't help it, even if I don't want it to be.
Absolutely. Well, here is Mountain Song by Flatland Cavalry.
One, two, three. Mountain, mountain,
It's good to see your face. Mighty wander high above the plains. Mountain, mountain, could I take your place? River, river, take me away. Wash me clean, keep my sins at bay. River, river, take me away. Pinyon perfume blowing in the wind. Time ain't a thing here, luck is my best friend. Carrying with me everything I own and who I am. Pray to God I see your face again. Pray to God I see your face again. Stars up burning up in the sky. Celestial me how to fly. Stars up burning. Would you take me on high? Take me on high. Me feeling right. Mountain, mountain, keep me company tonight. Pinyon perfume blowing in the wind. Time ain't a thing here, luck is my best friend.
We still have a few songs ahead of us. These are classic songs about the Smoky Mountains, so you'll definitely want to stick around for that.
Country legends on St. Croix Country. 95.7 FM.
This is the brand new St. Croix Country on 95.7 FM.
Mom goes out on a date with somebody new. It always winds up feeling more like a job interview. My mama used to wonder if she'd ever meet someone who wouldn't find out about me and then turn around and run. call my dad when I was 5 years old. He took my mom out to a movie, and for once I got to go. A few months later, I remember lying there in bed. I overheard him pop the question, and I prayed that she'd say yes. And then, all of a sudden, oh, it seemed so strange to me how we went from something's missing to family. Looking back, all I can say about all the things he did for me. I hope I'm at least half the dad that he didn't have to be. I met the girl that's now my wife about 3 years ago. We had the perfect marriage, but we wanted something more. Now here I stand surrounded by our family and friends, crowded round the nursery window as they bring the baby in. And now all of a sudden, oh, it seems so strange to me how we've gone from something's missing to family. Looking through the glass, I think about the man that's standing next to me. And I hope I'm at least half the dad that he didn't have to be. Looking back, all I can say about all the things he did for me is I hope I'm at least half the dad that he didn't have to be. Because he didn't have to be. We didn't have to be.
Welcome back. I'm Matt Hildreth. This is the Forgotten Country Radio Show. I'm here with Drew Morgan. Today's theme is mountains. So we're talking about all of our favorite mountain songs in country music. Smoky Mountain Rain by Ronnie Millsap is, I think, a song that maybe many people have forgotten, which is a perfect song for us here at the Forgotten Country Radio Show. Drew, talk a little bit about why you picked it.
Well, first of all, Ronnie Millsap's perfect for our theme is such a great country music artist, but isn't as prevalent when we're looking back as some of the people, and we've talked about this on the show before. You know, he wasn't as famous as Garth Brooks or even maybe as famous as Keith Whitley, who he did some songs with. I chose this song, you know, you were talking about the Midwest not getting a lot of shout-outs. This is a song that is the reverse for me. It opens with him thumbing it back from L.A. to Knoxville, which I live in L.A. now, and I'm always homesick for East Tennessee. I have a home in Knoxville. So right out of the gate, I'm connecting with the shout-outs. It's a beautiful heartbreak song. It's about a woman that you can't find. She's lost out there in the Smoky Mountain rain. There's a reference to Gatlinburg. How many country music songs have a reference to Gatlinburg that's at all positive? If people don't know, Gatlinburg is where Dollywood is, and it's become a sort of a little bit of an eyesore there on the mountain. It's a beautiful part of East Tennessee, but then there's like all these pancake houses and putt-putt golf centers and go-kart areas. So there's not a lot of positive references to Gatlinburg anymore, but here is one. So it just reminds me of home, and it's a beautiful song.
All right. Here's Smoky Mountain Rain by Ronnie Millsap.
I thought
Thumb away from L.A. back to Knoxville. I found out those bright lights ain't where I belong. From a phone booth in the rain, I called to tell her I've had a change of dreams, I'm coming home. But tears filled my eyes when I found out she was gone. Smoky Mountain rain keeps on falling. I keep on calling her name. Smoky Mountain rain, I'll keep on searching. I can't go on hurting this way. Outside a cafe, he said that he was going as far as Gatlinburg. I climbed up in the cab, all wet and cold and lonely. I wiped my eyes and told him about her. I've got to find her. Can you make these big wheels burn? For letting go, a woman needs someone warm to hold. I feel the rain running down my face. I'll find her no matter what it takes.
Drew, when you hear Smoky Mountains, what do you think?
I think of college. I went to college on one side of the Smokies in Maryville. There's a town next to Maryville called Towns End, and it's where the road stops. And if you keep going, you enter the Smoky Mountain National Park. I think about Cades Cove, which was land that my family owned that they gave to the park, along with a bunch of other families, and the government gave them pennies on the dollar for what it was worth, and they moved to town in Knoxville, and now that land would be worth millions upon millions of dollars. A tale as old as time. I think of home, really.
I think actually the Smoky Mountain National Park is one of the most visited national parks in the entire United States.
I think Yellowstone's number one, and it's number two.
Yeah.
And sometimes maybe they flip-flop. Maybe sometimes it is number one.
So for people that might not know, just the boundary of Smoky Mountains, how do the locals define it?
You mean like where does it start?
Yeah, like, because for me, Smoky Mountains was Dolly Parton. It was sort of this mythical country. I knew it was Appalachia, and it was connected to Tennessee. But if you ask me to point on a map and say, these are the Smoky Mountains, I'm not sure. I mean, I could do that with the Rocky Mountains. That's pretty easy. But, like, Smoky Mountains, it was always more of, like, a mythical place.
Well, yeah,
the country song.
So Appalachian Mountains is the direct comparison to the Rocky Mountains.
Sure.
You can point out the Appalachians because it goes up most of the eastern seaboard, but the Smokies are particularly the part that's in East Tennessee, and it's kind of the crown jewel.